the Sister White was correct. There is very important histories that are illustrated in this history in Daniel 11 that impact the conclusion. And the conclusion is of such a serious nature that we need to be correct about it. And so we should come to an understanding of this history. It's time for Seventh-day Adventists to get as sharp on sharing Daniel 11 as they are on sharing Daniel 2. The information is available, and the more you look at that information, the more relevant, the more serious it becomes. So it's time that we begin to study to show ourselves approved. Now, within this narrative are some very important symbols or understanding that we will look at as we go through, but I'm going to point to right now in advance. As in Daniel 11, as the story begins in the times of the Medes and Persians, it very quickly goes into the kingdom of Greece and Alexander the Great and the division of his kingdom to, in a general sense, to his four generals, and then they ultimately, through their struggles, are divided up into two kingdoms, Ptolemy, Seleucus, and these kingdoms take up the rest of the struggle up until you get to verse 14, but in verse 14, we see the robbers of thy people, and verse 14 are identified, and these are the people that are going to exalt themselves, but they are to establish the vision. And brothers and sisters, when you approach verse 14 and you take it to the depth that I think we should take it, verse 14 is telling us that if you want to have a prophetic key, a focus, a paradigm to put this entire prophecy in place, what establishes the vision is these robbers of thy people. And the robbers of thy people is Rome. This is where Rome comes into the narrative. Now, this may not seem significant to you if you've never looked at this before, but we're going to look at this a little bit closer. Rome is the point of reference for this entire vision. Rome is the theme of the vision in the sense that even the information about the Medes and the Persians and the Greeks is simply information that leads, that develops the testimony about Rome so that we can fold